Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt Belisai, and this is the very last Unhappy Hour episode of 2017. 2017 was so great for some of us, wasn't it, Barry?
It was so great.
Because some of us launched a podcast and published a book and went on a nationwide tour and made first physical contact with their romantic life partner and business associate, Harry Styles. I'm just saying.
Who is that? Who could that possibly be? What fabulous person could that be?
Someone who would be a real dick if they were bragging about how great their year was when it was a real trash year. Talking about me, of course. Just kidding. 2017 was a big old trash fire. Literally, half of the United States was on fire. But congratulations, you survived if you're listening to this. You survived the daily mass shootings, earthquakes, hurricanes, wildfires, healthcare repeals, and Taylor Swift comebacks. We faced a lot this year. But congratulations, you made it through the most trash year ever, and your prize is getting to see 2018, which is probably going to be worse, I'm not going to lie. Because remember in 2016 when we were like, oh my God, this sucks. Can't get to 2017 quick enough. Mm-hmm. And then it came, and then right away it was like, bam. Everything sucks. So on today's show, we're going to celebrate 2017 by setting it all on fire. And by setting it all on fire, I mean I'm going to be giving out some fire awards to the worst moments, people, places, and things of 2017. The award itself is a gorgeous 100-pound life-size butter bust of my beautiful face screaming. It's 100 pounds of pure churned cow udder pee. And my producer, Barry, will be handing them out to all of the winners because I instructed her to go out into the wild and hand them out. It's really unfortunate that you lovely listeners can't see, taste, or smell these delectable, definitely real, we obviously made them, even though it's a podcast and you can't see them, awards. So let's do this. Let's give out some awards. Let's commemorate and commiserate with the inaugural award ceremony called The Grumpies. Welcome to the inaugural Grumpy Awards, aka the Grumpies, the awards we give out here on Unhappy Hour to the worst of the worst, the people, places, things that made our 2017 the trashiest, most dumpster fieriest, most soul-crushingly, heart-wrenchingly terrible year in documented history. Let's get right down to it. The first award, the What the Fuck Were You Thinking Award, which goes to the Westminster Dog Show, which, for some goddamn reason, allowed cats this year.
Why? Why ruin the one good thing?
We had one good thing in 2017, and that was the Westminster Dog Show. And guess what they did to it? They brought in fucking cats!
You're just asking the dogs to freak out.
Yeah.
You're setting them up to fail.
Right.
It's
That's
offensive.
Like, oh, let's just bring in a big old piece of bread while I'm trying to record. Like, it's not going to distract me and drive me crazy and I'm scratching at the corners of my kennel. And that's where we record, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, great. Here's a bread bowl from Olive Garden filled with cream of broccoli soup. Now, how am I supposed to pay attention and win this dog show? Runners-up in this category include the guy in Texas who got trapped inside an ATM machine and started passing please help notes through the receipt hole.
By far my favorite story of 2017.
I love it. And finally, the runner-up for the What the Fuck Were You Thinking Award, every single person who voted for actual child molester Roy Moore in Alabama, because like 500,000 people voted for a man who rode to his polling place on a horse and also molested children. I mean, all I could do is laugh at it because 600,000 people voted for an actual child molester. Fun fact, Donald Trump literally admitted to going into the dressing rooms at Miss America contests. He bragged about it. Some of those were like Miss Teen USA contests.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's weird. That's the president.
Yep.
Next up, we have the Worst Matt of the Year Award. It gives me great pains to acknowledge that there are men out there tarnishing our good name. The Worst Matt of the Year Award goes, of course, to Matt Lauer, who assaulted a bunch of people and had a button in his office that automatically closed his door, trapping his victims in his sleazy office. Someone pointed out that scene from the beginning of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, where he's interviewing the mole women.
I'm always amazed at what women will do because they're afraid of being rude.
Do you remember that line? Yeah. Anyway, congrats to Matt Lauer for being a big old piece of shit. Runner-up for the Worst Matt of the Year Award goes to Matt Damon, who has apparently made it his personal mission to make an ass out of himself every single day for like the past month. And last runner-up is Matt Bomer for not showing me the inside of his asshole. Upon request, I'm being respectful, unlike the other Matts. Next! The Greatest Man We Lost Award. And the grumpy goes to Prince Harry Windsor. Or whatever the fuck his last name is. I don't know. He got engaged to a woman. And now I have to wait 14 years until Prince George is 18.
Oh, no.
Which is an appropriate amount of time to wait for a royal, I guess. But I'm just saying, now I have to put in effort.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Our runners-up, of course, Joe Jonas, married to that one asshole from Game of Thrones. Kit Harington, married to another asshole from Game of Thrones. And finally, the hot guy who suspended Donald Trump's Twitter account for like 10 minutes and then came out as a Donald Trump sympathizer like 10 days later, which is not okay. You can fuck off to whatever engineering class you crawled out of. Burn. Next, the Burn It With Fire Award, which this year goes to the garment I hate most of all in 2017, the male romper. We don't need it. First of all, it's a romper. It's not a male or female romper. It's a romper, okay? And it's one piece of cloth with two holes for your legs that you have to take all the way off when you pee or poop, unless you have a butt flap. It's just an entirely illogical piece of clothing that no one looks good at. Sorry, you don't. Runner-up for the Burn It With Fire Award is the worst song that you've never actually listened to, but somehow you know all the words of, Despacito, featuring Justin Bieber.
On the plus side, you're now fluent in Spanish.
I am fluent in Spanish. I can sing it very despacito-ly, slowly-ly. Despacito. 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 Next! The Keep Her Name Out Your Mouth Award goes to Donald Trump, who, in the very first 2 weeks of 2017, had the audacity, before he was even inaugurated, to declare Meryl Streep, quote, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. How dare you, sir? You can destroy an entire nation, but you keep Meryl Streep's name out of the gassy bog you call a mouth. Runner-ups, of course, go to my girl Adele. I will say, she can say whatever she wants, but she shouldn't have won Album of the Year at the Grammys. I'm sorry, Adele. And she should have kept Beyoncé's name out of her mouth, unless she was going to relinquish her award to Beyoncé then and there. And she should have done it. I'm sorry, Adele. You lost. You lose. You lose. Good day, sir. And our final runner-up for the Keep Her Name Out Your Mouth Award is the guy who gave an entire acceptance speech at the Oscars after he knew he lost the Best Picture Award. Remember that producer from fucking La La Land who was like, I'm just going to give an entire speech even though I know we lost. And he did. And then he was like, guess what? Moonlight won. Fucking asshole. Congratulations to our winner. You can pick up your award in hell. Next up, the Okay, But You Didn't award goes to the teenager who tweeted at Wendy's asking for a year's supply of chicken nuggets. And they were like, okay, get 18 million retweets. And he was like, challenge accepted. He went on to have the most retweeted tweet of all time. But guess what it didn't get? 18 million retweets. And Wendy's just relented and gave him chicken nuggets for a year. No, Wendy's, that's not how social media works, you fucking ginger bitch. Why don't you take your freckled fucking face and fuck off, Wendy? What kind of name is that? This is 2017. Runners-up also include La La Land, which did not win Best Picture once again. And our second runner-up is a 106-year-old fruitcake that was found in Antarctica. We don't know his name or if he's single. apparently, scientists have said that it is almost edible, which doesn't make any sense because you're either edible or you're not edible. It's really not, there's not a gray area there. Next, we have the Scammer of the Year Award, which at first was going to be a guy who reportedly sold like $1 million in Bitcoin to people that were actually Chuck E. Cheese coins. But guess what? That was a scam. Fake story that everybody is falling for. So the real Scammer of the Year Award is whoever invented this story. You can tell me anything about Bitcoin and I would believe it because I don't know what the fuck a Bitcoin is or where it came from or where it's going, but I assume in some way they'll kill us all. Our runner-up scammers include Jill Stein, who tricked a bunch of people into giving her a bunch of money for a recount that we thought would save the Republic, but turns out she just cashed out and, I don't know, is living in Russia somewhere, apparently, because now she's under investigation by the Mueller team for her ties to Russia. And finally, our final scammers, the organizers of the Fyre Festival, including Ja Rule, who scammed a bunch of rich teenagers into flying to a private island somewhere, air quotes implied, only to get there and discover that there was no festival and that it was a big old scam. I mean, technically they were planning a festival, but like they weren't ready. It was amazing. I'll never forget. Next, we have the That's Good, I Guess award, which goes to Mexico, where it literally rained fish as a sign of the apocalypse. And then scientists were like, oh no, it's fine. That just happens sometimes when it's really windy and fish blow out of the ocean. Little did they know, they literally just confirmed that Sharknado could actually happen. Runner-up for the That's Good, I Guess award goes to the killer clown that was arrested after 27 years. Yeah, guess what? While you all were lusting over the hot twink that played Pennywise the Clown in Stephen King's It this year, an actual clown was murdering people 27 years ago. And then this year she was caught. Also, her name was Sheila. Which somehow is the worst part of all of this. Next, we have the So Dumb It's Great award, which goes to the guy in Wyoming who got arrested for public intoxication and then said he was a time traveler from 2048 and aliens forced him to drink. I respect the energy that you have to put in to convincing a bunch of police officers that you're from the future.
Did he convince them?
Yep. Because they let him go.
What?
And he is at large. No. They arrested him. Next, we have the Best Science Award, which goes to the Spiritual Science Research Foundation, which found this year that 85% of gay people are possessed by ghosts, which I can personally confirm. According to the article written by the Spiritual Science Research Foundation, the main reason behind the gay orientation of some men is that they are possessed by female ghosts. It is the female ghost in them that is attracted to other men, which I can confirm. She lives inside me. Her name is Sheila. And I hate her. I just would ask the straight female ghost that lives inside me to just like calm it. Just like ease it up. She's a little too lusty for me. Mm-hmm. And it's getting out of control. Mm-hmm. And our final award, the most likely to bring about the rapture in 2018 award. And the grumpy goes to one of the at least three Kardashian Jenner babies that are coming next year. That's another thing I have to spread turkey blood over my doorframe for. Prevent rapture caused by one of the Kardashian babies. Runners up to the most likely to bring about the rapture prediction is all of the people who apparently still think the Earth is flat, including that one guy who was like, I'm going to launch a rocket and fly into space and then prove you all wrong, motherfuckers. And then at the last minute was like, guys, my rocket isn't working that well today, so we're going to postpone this for now. And lastly, whatever is causing all of the human feet to wash up in the Pacific Northwest, which is a real phenomenon that's happening, but I guess experts are saying, don't worry, the fact that only 13 feet have washed up in separate occasions over the past 10 years is normal, because of course there's a bunch of dead bodies in the water, and obviously feet are just going to wash up every so often, which only makes sense if that happens everywhere, but it doesn't. So why the fuck are feet just washing up on the shores of the Pacific Northwest? And that was the first ever Grumpy Awards. Thank you all for tuning in. We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. We're almost at the end of the year. And normally we end each episode with our chasers at the end of the week, which is the good thing that makes all the bad things go down. This week, we're going to look forward to the year ahead and give our New Year's resolutions. What's your resolution for next year?
My resolution for next year is to personally impeach Donald Trump and replace him with the animatronic Donald Trump and see how long it takes for anyone to notice. My guess is Melania will be the last.
That's right. The animatronic Donald Trump that recently got unveiled in the Magic Kingdom.
Matt, what is your resolution for 2018?
My resolution for 2018, obviously, is to make this podcast the best podcast on the internet and in the world. And obviously, the most important way to achieve that goal will be to have Harry Edward Styles as a guest on this podcast. I'm speaking it into existence. It will happen in 2018, or I will die trying. So please look forward to my death sometime in late 2018 when I give up on my goals and perish into the wind. But until then, I'm speaking it into existence. It will happen. If you're listening, and I assume you are, Harold, make my dream come true. And that's our show. That's it for Unhappy Hour in 2017. Thank you so much to everybody who listened and made Unhappy Hour what it was this year. To listen to all of our episodes, you can head to Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get this show. Hit subscribe, rate us, review us, leave us a nice good review to end 2017. You can also find us on Spotify, Stitcher, all the places where podcasts are. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Media. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Jenna Weiss-Berman, Josh Gwynn, and me, Matt Belisai. Special thanks to Max Linsky, Jess Hackle. Music by Hansdale Sue. You can find me on all the social medias at Matt Belisai. You can buy my book, still, Everything is Awful and Other Observations at everythingisawfulbook.com. And that's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you next year. Auld Lang Syne or some shit like that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
R. Kelly, Bill O'Reilly, Kelly, Yan, Conway. We're gonna start a fire, and then we're throwing all of 2017 into it. We're gonna start a fire, because we're all gonna die in it. There it is. Use it.